Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So honored that you chose to listen to us, whether it's on the radio, the free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. As usual, hello to the YouTube folks. I don't know anything that you're saying. I'm sure it's great. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now I kind of want to do spike drops from this show.
Don't. We'll save that for later.
Yeah. So, obviously the 6-7 thing, we are late to the party.
Yep.
But I feel like when it reaches our level, it's truly become annoying.
Yeah, you know, the shark.
That's what great viral sensations, they eventually become very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have for you are the five most notable during my lifetime. Now, there's a lot. There's been a lot in the last, like, 25 years.
Okay.
So I tried to narrow it down as best I could. Hawk Tua is a great answer.
Yes.
It's a really good answer.
That was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
For all summer, her face was recognizable.
She had her podcast.
Yeah.
And then Hawk she got Tua. Into, then she
crypto
got into crypto.
Scam.
Got
now
taken
she's trying
out.
To,
God, I forgot she, about that.
She does all kinds of animal shelter stuff now.
I know. You're
yeah,
a big fan.
She bounced back.
God bless her.
Yeah. Number five, I have a cinnamon challenge.
Oh, that
oh,
was.
Oh, man, the cinnamon challenge.
I never did that one. Did you? Did you?
I did not do this.
It seems you know dangerous.
What? I think I did it.
Well, it is dangerous. You have to eat a tablespoon of cinnamon in a minute without any water.
It. I think I did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Without coughing, I think, was the bit at the
end.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
It's incredibly stupid.
Nah, you totally cough. You gag.
Of course you do.
Yeah,
you can't
leave
it
at that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I remember watching those videos. I think her name was Glow.
The first person who did it?
The one who made it real famous, yes. That was a good one.
Well, the cinnamon challenge.
Dude, she. Now I'm thinking back to when she used to do these videos. And the way she would look when she started choking, man.
Yeah, it was dude, imagine TikTok era cinnamon challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
They should bring it back.
It was still part. When was that?
So I looked it up earlier. It started apparently in 07, which feels early.
Wow. It was that far ago?
No.
It feels, but I thought it was like 2015, 2016 area.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's when we got into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, again, we could have been late on the yes. cinnamon challenge.
I do remember it, though. That was funny.
And all the kids in school were probably like, oh, we got to try it. Horrible idea. Of course. Yes. The fourth most notable.
It's got its own Wikipedia page.
Of course. Well, it has to. It was huge.
It was
there.
Pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the first, like, trendy things to do on social media.
Does it have a year?
Well, it says it started sort of in 01.
And no,
it goes
shot.
That far back.
It says the challenge has been described online since 01, increased in popularity in 07, peaking abruptly in January 2012, and falling off almost as sharply throughout the first half of that year.
Yeah,
2012
sounds about right.
2012
seems. That sounds about when I finally found out about it.
Still seems more recent than 2012.
I agree. The fourth most notable viral sensation of my life is dabbing. Remember how annoying this got? What kids would be like,
the dab. See, Ike's face.
I swear I never. I don't think I. Did I ever do that?
No shot.
I mean,
it certainly was annoying. And Cam just made it.
Yes.
He just. He wanted to put it. He wanted to act like it was his thing.
Oh, really?
Cam Newton. Oh yeah. Cam Newton became probably the most popular athlete doing it.
Yeah. So was
he did it
after
every touchdown.
Was it part of a dance?
I don't even know what it is. Yeah.
I feel myself being old right now.
Yeah, dabbing.
Oh, the kids in school. Oh. So like, I'll get it. Like, go talk to a teacher. Man, dab.
Were you in high school?
I think I was late high school, early college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were probably dabbing.
I never dabbed.
I'm not a sheep.
I create my own path. And I'm not annoying. Kinda.
Okay. But the dab, yeah, I'm with you. That was the thing.
Another thing that I didn't do and found incredibly annoying was planking.
Well, planking was funny.
Yeah, I did not.
He was laying down.
Yeah, I just never got into the planking.
That's 09. Like, that's 09, 10. Yeah. You know, before the real iPhones, the flip phones still came out. You see people just laying everywhere.
Planking
was so stupid.
I do remember that. Yeah, that was stupid.
I have to admit.
You planked?
No.
Oh.
But I think it's funny. Because it was in the era of, I'm trying to think. So that's 15 years ago. My brother's 40. So it was before that. But it was on the tail end of, when my brother was young, when he was a teenager, and we had a video camera, he would do stupid stuff everywhere.
Right.
So what he would do is, what we would have him do, is we would go places and he would just do the robot in the middle of them.
Okay.
Like in the middle of a Wendy's, he would just walk into it.
Yeah.
And then once, we were in a movie theater, and we told him to go up in front of the movie theater before the movie start and said, "Excuse me, I'd like to show everybody something that I'm working on. It's called the robot." And he did it. And the only two people that were laughing in the entire theater were me and my roommate, Dustin, as he was doing it. And planking came on the end of us, of that sort of stuff.
Your poor brother, again.
Oh, dude. He was... Because that was in the era of... He was a teenager when... What the Jackass was happening.
Oh, yeah.
The Jackass, the TV show.
Yeah, so...
Right before... That was, Jackass was Impractical Jokers before Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. But they hurt themselves.
Oh, for sure.
Jackass was crazy, but it was must-see TV every Sunday.
Yes. The golf course air horn is still my favorite Jackass. Bit.
Yeah.
Well, they still... There's a guy on TikTok that does that.
I don't
say
people still doing that, yeah.
And it's... They get so mad, and I love... He actually does... They don't do the air horn. They drive up next to a golf course, and when they're about to swing, they hit their car horn, and then they drive away as they start running toward them. I'm sorry. That is funny.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's always the 50-plus-year-old golfers turn around like, what?
What do you get? Yeah, like they're going to fight them.
When he throws his club into the trees. The second most notable viral sensation of my life is the Harlem Shake.
Oh, that's a big one.
I enjoyed the Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Harlem Shake had a good run
there. They had a nice little run.
It reached corporations. That's when we knew it was cooked. You know, we had a video.
Once we got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Once it came into the office place. Yeah.
Well, I think.
We did one.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember. I know. And I can't remember if the Angelo Geico Super Bowl Shuffle thing or the Geico Shuffle was like a takeoff of the Harlem Shake when Angelo choked on the cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. But I remember the WIP Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
I think I might have made you guys do it.
Yeah, it's still on.
I think it's still our most viewed video.
What was the year?
It says 12 years ago.
Yeah, so I was the PD at the time and I was probably saying, "Oh, we need to do online stuff." There it is.
We got to be cool online.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, there it is.
Me, Michael B.
Yep, I remember that happening. Oh, man, look at Angelo dancing.
And watch it change.
Oh, the Harlem Shake. What a throwback.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got the Fanatic in there?
Swoop. Yeah. Swoop was in there, too.
Watch it. Look at Santa.
Santa? Whoa. What is Santa doing? Is that Elmo?
Yep.
Elmo's there?
I think
we did a pretty good job with Harlem Shake.
We did a great job with it, man. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Harlem Shake.
But the number one most notable viral sensation of my life was R.I.P. Harambe. I mean, Harambe is the
gorilla.
What, because of Cincinnati?
Yeah,
see. Oh, it's the Cincinnati.
Yes.
You guys, that's where Harambe murderers.
Yeah, that's where he wanted to go with that.
Ike City took that down Harambe.
My hometown killed Harambe. Yep.
Just a photo of romanticizing the gorilla.
Yeah.
Harambe.
Well, I remember.
I've been in that zoo plenty of times, the Cincinnati Zoo.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, I took a picture with a guy at an Eagles game who had an Eagles jersey with Harambe on the back.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal.
There's one I'm surprised you didn't remember the ice bucket challenge.
Ice bucket challenge is a big one. I have a couple extra ones. The mannequin challenge. Remember when people would just stop? The videos of that no one would be moving.
Just be like that.
Had another incredibly dumb one.
That was dumb, yeah.
Tebowing. Remember Tebowing?
I didn't like that one.
The running man.
Was the running man.
That was like 2018.
Would they just do the dance?
Yeah, the Maryland kids started it.
Right.
The Pokemon Go craze. Remember the Pokemon Go craze when people just drive around trying to catch Pokemon? It was like I think it's 2019.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
I know what Pokemon Go is. What was the challenge?
Well, you have to, it was just like craze. Like it just turned into a viral sensation of people like, I was here getting the Charizard. You know?
Oh,
Pikachu?
Man. Nah.
Come on.
I missed the... I still don't know what...
Bulbasaur?
Is Pokemon just cards?
Yeah. Yes. Cards that turn into a video game.
Okay.
So, like, it was great on Game Boy Color.
Okay.
You know? Back in the day. Mm. And then it was a TV show at the same time. Got to catch them all.
Okay.
I was a big Pokemon kid.
Oh, were you?
I named my second dog Raichu. I mean, that was the evolution of Pikachu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember paying for a lot of those cards. That's all I remember.
The Pokemon cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My son was into it as well.
Speaking of viral sensations, I remember, speaking of Pokemon, it feels like a million years ago. I can't even remember their names. AJ and Big Justice.
Oh, man. So Big, yes, our guy. Where did you
get Well, no, but Pokemon, Big Justice. Wait, which one was the kid?
AJ.
AJ.
AJ's the dad.
AJ.
Big Justice is the kid.
Big Justice. I think it was Theo Von that gave him a Pokemon card he had been looking for,
mm-hmm.
and he started crying. He was so excited to get the Pokemon card.
What happened to those two?
They're gone.
Yeah, they fell off. They had a minute, though.
They had a good run.
They had a great run.
And Costco's, man. They were hanging in there.
Remember the milk crate challenge?
Yes.
That's another one. That might have been the dumbest thing anybody ever came up with.
That could break your neck.
It's so dangerous.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I remember watching these damn things on YouTube, and I'm like, he's paralyzed.
Yeah, it was dangerous.
He's paralyzed.
My brother did that in the parking lot of a Wawa.
On concrete?
Yes.
Holy
and you God. Made him do it.
I did not make him do it. I did not make him do that.
And this guy's running Disney now?
Yes. He's the vice president. So he just got promoted. Last thing my brother did, because there is a long list. And this was one of the best things of revenge I've ever seen. He and two of his friends were at Pat's and Geno's.
Ah.
And for some reason, the one kid got mad at the other two and left them there. And they were 16 or something. They live in the suburbs. They didn't know how to get home, right? They had no way of getting, you know.
You left them in South Philly?
Yes. And this was pre-Uber and pre-any of that. Left them there. I guess they took the regional rail to Lower Merion or something like that. So they wait. They eventually go away to college.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, Elliott Show to camera.
And I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
They come back for Christmas break, and this kid is working, I think, as a waiter somewhere in a restaurant. They go to his car. They each did number two in a bag.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm just saying what happened.
Come on, man.
Then they took it, and they put it under the handle of his driver's side car door.
Come on, man.
And they waited 50 yards away in a car, videotaping him.
To see his reaction.
So he walks up to the car.
What is going on?
And he puts his hand in the handle.
Yeah.
And you see him bring his hand up to his nose to smell it.
No.
And the funniest part was actually their laughing in the car as they drive away was the most hysterical laughter I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Come on, man.
I wish we had the tapes there. And they didn't use dog. It was human everything. So they got him back.
Yeah, I would imagine if I were going to do that, I would do it with my own.
Yes.
I don't think I would use somebody else's.
Yes.
This show is really... Oh, yes. I mean, seriously. About the last 30 minutes...
Pushing it.
Yeah, we don't went... We've gone a little far today. I'm just letting you know. If I'm saying it, like, hold on. Hold on. We done gone a little far.
Yeah, you're like...
Normally, you're the cautious one. Yes. Yeah.
You're like, I would use my own number, too.
I had to catch myself. Like, hold on. What are we talking about right now?
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Here's Ben in Flowertown. Ben, you're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
I wish you guys would just stop cracking jokes and laughing at each other and give me some sports content.
Okay, well, the Eagles are 5-2. The Phillies lost to the Dodgers. The Sixers start tonight, and the Flyers won 3-4 at home.
You out, Ben?
Yeah. We do so much sports. We're just trying to have a good time. It's like, how many times can you argue, do you want Jalen to be under center? Yeah. There's plenty of
it. What do you want us to do? You about AJ and his tweets?
Plenty of it.
What do you want us to do?
This is for you, Ben. Emily the teacher, you're back on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Yeah, just in time for some non-sports related talk. No, I do have some Sixers predictions for tonight. I'm going to make it brief. I won't take up 8 minutes of your time yesterday.
Okay.
They're like, yeah, you should be a regular, but we don't mean you should call every day, Emily. It was like two in a row. You met your quota for the month. Okay. All right. Three real quick crazes in schools that drove teachers crazy that weren't on the list. 21.
21 was annoying.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
21.
I don't know. It was on some video, and we couldn't get through a math lesson during that craze.
Yes. Man, that makes it...
I missed that one, yeah. I didn't catch that one.
These number ones make it hard on teachers.
6-7 is the new 21.
Okay.
All right. And what are those?
Oh, that's a good one.
I do remember that one.
What are those? And then it turns into like a bullying situation.
Yes, because you're wearing the wrong shoes, right?
So then we have to actually get like mean about it and be like, you really can't say that. And this is why, whatever.
It happened to me anytime I wore jeans at school.
And the floss.
The floss.
The dance that became popular on SNL.
Oh, is that the bit from the game? Isn't that from the...
I don't know where it came from, but I know what she's talking
from
about.
From Fortnite,
the
kid did it at the Sixers game real good.
Again.
Like, stop,
kid,
man.
The kid did it like on SNL, and I think it was a Miley Cyrus performance. Something.
Yes.
But anyway,
the other dance was the one... What's the video game that all the kids played?
Where Fortnite.
Fortnite. There's the Fortnite dances,
I don't know the
too.
Name of that one, but yeah, that was a huge thing.
Okay.
But all right. All right. Real quick for the last caller so we could talk sports.
Yes.
I got... Sports it up. A couple Sixers predictions for tonight. Number one, we're so back, the Sixers. I'm a believer. I always will be. He'll always be my MVP. So I got Joel with a double-double.
Okay.
I got at least four players in double digits, and VJ will be one of them.
Okay.
I got nobody in that arena will be able to contain Maxey.
Okay.
And I got Joel with at least five assists.
I would love the Joel 5 assists.
He just put a parlay together for us.
Yeah, if Joel, and the over-under for Joel assists is 6, which is very high. If we can get Joel assists around 7 or 8, I feel like a win. If we can get Joel assists, not every game, but tonight, get him passing the ball around, moving the ball, I would love that, Emily.
I mean, he almost had triple. I know it was preseason and the other team didn't have starters or whatever, but he was almost at a triple-double in like the third quarter in the last preseason game when he came back.
Yes, he played 16 minutes or something, 17 minutes. Yeah. He had 14, 8, and 7. Come on, he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Exactly.
All right.
Go Sixers. See
go
you guys.
Go Sixers. Thank you, Emily. There.
Emily got the message that she had a good call yesterday.
Yes.
So you know what that is. This is how this show becomes addictive. She didn't realize how many people were listening to her yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yes. I heard you on the afternoon show.
Was that you on the afternoon show on WIP?
You're Emily the teacher?
Yes.
But Emily's a good caller.
Yes.
Emily is
aces. Keep it coming, Emily.
And she didn't take any shots at Fritz, which I don't like.
I know.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to work that into the repertoire.
She might. Calling you stupid is funny.
Yeah, listen. I don't know where to get that idea.
Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Bam!
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Bam?
What's up, Bam?
Ace Ike.
Yes.
I did that the other day at Chickie's for you because, you know, I couldn't call on for your birthday, man.
Oh, that's right, man. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you,
the
brother.
Stateside.
I forgot about that. Yes. You sent me a drink over. Love it, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No worries, man. I mean, you got to take one for the old. I mean, for the OG.
Yeah. No, I took it down, too. I took it down like a champ.
Hey, Spike, you better watch your dogs. The camera doesn't like animals, man. He was talking on this morning show. He said somebody asked him a question on the AMA. He said something that he didn't like dogs and he didn't like animals.
Well, that's why he's going to die alone. You know, I mean...
Wow.
I mean, look, what's a quote from Gandhi?
You went straight for the throat.
Well, didn't the old PD, right? Tom Bigby.
Tom Bigby.
Did he come on the air? And when they asked him, like, the caller for feedback, he said, eat bleep and die.
Oh, I don't
remember that. You don't
remember
that? No, it was with Angelo in, like, the 90s. Oh. It's basically what you just did.
Well, look, I think the quote from Gandhi is something you can tell the health of a nation by how they treat their animals.
Ah.
And you can tell the character of a person by whether they like dogs or not.
Uh-oh.
And the fact, you know, I love Joe, I hired Joe, but Joe is going to be, well, it's true. I mean, he has his whole career because of me. Joe's going to be 81 years old in the tub watching West Wing for the 470th time, wondering why he never married his poor girlfriend who's been dating for like 8 years now. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Oh, man. Listen. Hey, boy, if you touch a nerve with this man, he's coming with a machine gun.
Well, the animals thing.
Yeah, he don't play that now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bam, for creating more separation between us.
Well, and another thing, Bam, just while we're talking about it, the other thing that having a pet does is it forces you to be responsible. And when you can live by yourself in an apartment when you're over 40 years old and not have to do your own laundry when your mom does it for you and your girlfriend is making you your meals, the idea of responsibility is just, it's a difficult thing to handle.
Wow.
I'm just putting it out there.
Absolutely. Guess what? Before I get my sports play, right, I got to defend the show.
Okay.
So I heard somebody call, I don't know what show it was, but I heard it on one of somebody's show, and they said, the afternoon, these guys are dorks. And Buzz is, and I think it was either TK or John Johnson said Buzz is an intern for the.
Yeah, John Johnson did call Buzz our intern.
Oh, wow.
Very disrespectful.
Well, everybody's taking shots at each other around here. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, Peanut Butter Man in the overnights is worried about Buzz being an intern. Okay.
So my sports point, man, I haven't. I'm sorry.
You don't create any more problems around here, ma'am?
I love y'all shows to death, bro. But you know, when it comes to the Sixers, I can't. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a Nick Clifford and Sacramento Kings fan. I can't.
I like Nick Clifford, but the Sacramento Kings are gonna suck. I mean, they're gonna suck, man.
I've been a Kings fan since Devos and Doug Christie, man.
Yeah, but you were also a Redskins fan back in the day.
Yes, but I'm never gonna give up my Kings though.
Okay.
Well, you're gonna have them.
Yeah, you can have the Kings. They're going to suck. Neat Clifford, I believe, was on my YouTube big board this year. I like Neat Clifford, but
And we got
that,
Dario Šarić, so we're good.
Yes.
You got Šarić out there?
If Dario is a starter for you in the year of our Lord 2025, you do not have... I would not have any optimism. Now, Bam, do you want to give us something you did when you were a kid?
Grand Theft Auto?
Yes. Before I get that one, hey, I know, Spike, I know you guys do the Brandon Graham show, right?
No,
we do the Jordan Mailata show.
Jordan Mailata show. Yes. Now Brandon Graham coming back, who's going to take the show?
But Brandon.
Well, Brandon.
Brandon hasn't done the show since last year. It's Jordan.
It's Jordan's show.
Jordan's show at 6 and then now, Players Lounge at 7.
What we could have is Brandon Graham in the Players Lounge.
You could.
Yes.
That'd be hilarious.
Get Pete working on that.
Yep. Ask him if AJ and Jalen are still friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My last point, right, before I get my thing about the kids. So, Ike, I know you guys do the Players Lounge, right? Can y'all let me know when y'all bringing my favorite Eagle right now to the lounge?
Who's that?
I caught the interception and ran it back for the pick six, Jalex Hunt. That's my guy, Big Pimpin.
Oh, Jalex would be fun.
Jalex Hunt?
Big
Pimpin. Yeah. He certainly is in our price range.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Jalex would be great. Jalex is a good talker, too. Mm-hmm. We got to go. Give us something silly you did when you were a kid.
All right. So we used to have this kid in my class, right, at lunchtime.
Yep.
He would go up and get a slice of pizza every day. So one day he went up and got a slice of pizza, but he forgot to get a drink or something. And he went up and got the drink and came back. Somebody at the table ate his pizza, and then he got so pissed off, we stole his lunch.
Well, man, you stole a whole car. I mean, we're just calling things like we see them. You stole a car. The pizza just seemed like it was maybe it was a warning sign. Bam. I mean, he did.
Oh, you're right. I remember.
You know.
That's why he did the whole Grand Theft Auto thing.
Yeah, yes. He was in the clink for stealing a car.
This had to be prior to.
Well, I would say so.
Yeah.
Well, unless he had an accomplice.
He could. He could have been both of them. But that is a not recent thing. But
yes.
When he was a kid, he wasn't.
Yes.
Bam is blind. And Bam, that wasn't something that happened.
He wasn't born that way. Correct. It was something that developed.
Correct.
Yes.
Coming up next.
We got to break everything down.
Yeah. Coming up next. The NBA was back on NBC last night.
Ooh, so throwaway NBA.
We got round ball rock
back. They leaned all the way into it.
They did. And everybody was so happy to hear the song.
Yep.
But Ike had we're going to play the story that Michael Jordan told last night and hear Ike's reaction to that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.